Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 301. Can we just do one and just start from one?
Start over?
Just start over.
Reboot it.
It'd just be so much easier to keep track.
It's like a beta clearance.
My name is Chris Fricchio, and I'm here with Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Jason could not be with us. He was sick this week.
And then we had Travis was going to sit in.
And then Travis was going to sit in, but he's too busy, you know, doing date night shit with his woman.
Yeah, to do day-night stuff, yeah.
So joining us is Mr. Captain Harlock, otherwise known as Billy Harris, but we're going to call him Harlock because that's what he wants.
Yes, and I'm like the fourth string guy.
That's right, you're the fourth string guy.
Maybe seventh.
you may remember Captain Harlock from the live show when
Such
he called in and demonstrated the Wii U for us.
Yes.
Which was incredible. I actually snipped that, put it on Twitch TV, and then I showed it to like two or three of my friends and they all died laughing. So, that was good stuff. But, Harlock, thank you for joining us, man. How's it going?
It's going really good. Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
Cool. What's up?
Not a lot. Just a lot of work lately. Finally get to unwind with you guys. It's great. I'm sick of work. I mean, long hours. I'm ready to just kick back and talk about some Vidya games.
Vidya games!
Vidya games.
That sounds like a good plan. Jeff, how about you, man? What's up?
Yeah, not too much, man. Last week. Again, what I did last week. So that's probably a good thing. Or a bad thing.
Who knows?
I always come not prepared for this. I'm always like, okay, I gotta get down my distractions and news and shit. What did I do? Oh! I went and saw Gravity. That's what I did
last week. I heard that movie was awesome.
It is really, really good. It's definitely a theater movie, though. I don't think it would be that great if you're watching it like on your TV at home, like Blu-ray or whatever. Like, go see it in the theaters, like IMAX 3D. It'll blow you away.
That's how I felt about Pacific Rim. Like, you definitely got to see it on a big screen.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. It was good. It was like, kind of like we were last minute thing. We're like, let's go check it out. And after that, we just went to a bar with a couple friend of ours. I had like this place and had a few drinks and then went home. And I think I was fucking playing Xbox till like almost 4 a.m. when I got back.
It's the way to do it.
Playing some three with Sniper, actually. Like, Billy or Harlock knows Sniper Maverick. We played some Halo. I'll get into the distractions part of the games we played, but yeah, we were humbled quite a bit at the beginning of that night. That's for sure. But, it was a relaxing weekend. This weekend's our Thanksgiving weekend. So, if the show actually gets up on time on Monday, I'll actually have that day off. So that's awesome.
Well, I'm editing two shows this weekend, so I can't promise
anything.
Well, yeah, episode 300 is still not done, so.
True.
That thing was a big clusterfuck of audio.
Hey, Jeff, I want to know something about Gravity.
What?
Would it be suitable for me to take my 12-year-old daughter to watch it?
Totally. Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
There's a couple scenes that might be like, I don't know if you let her watch, like, not necessarily gory. It's just very kind of like, I wouldn't even say it's graphic, just, if I was 12 and I saw there's a specific part I'm talking about, it's kind of like, eh. But other than that, yeah, totally.
Just as long as there's no boobs or wang.
There's definitely no boobs. It's Sandra Bullock, so even if she tried to, she wouldn't be able to show them. And there's definitely no wang, so yeah, she's good. She's good.
10-4.
Yep.
All right.
Chris, what about you, buddy?
Not a whole lot. Lots of work this week. Hanging out with family. Got to play football and volleyball this week as well, and that's good. Hoping to start up. I was actually planning on going back to my martial arts classes starting today, but I actually messed up my hamstring yesterday playing football. Ooh. So
hold that hammy.
Yeah. So I gotta work that out, and hopefully next week I'll be able to start that up because Liam's gonna be starting next month. So I wanna actually go a little bit. No, starting karate.
Oh, I was like, wow,
that'd be funny. 3.5-year-old playing karate. That'd be awesome. Like, playing football.
Yeah.
No, he probably won't play football until he's like 8 or something like that, but we'll see. It's really up to him. I want him to do what he wants, but, so that's that. Not much else is going on.
Hey, Chris, I actually last year was playing, some touch football and, I don't exercise ever. So so there's a lot of just straight up sprinting, you know, when you're playing football.
Oh yeah.
So, I wasn't real good at that, but I was wondering, the next day How are you feeling? Or actually, it was probably the day after the next day.
Yeah, so the first time I played, it had been probably about 10 years, at least, since the previous time I had played. And the next day was fine. You know, the next day I actually went out there and I played volleyball, too. It was Saturday that kicked my ass, because Thursday is when we play. So we play on Thursday afternoon, we play volleyball Friday afternoon, and then Saturday I was just like, this is rough.
Like, you know? I could barely walk.
It wasn't that bad for me, because
how was it taking a dump? Can you sit down? Serious.
It's just trying to get up from taking that dump. It's the hard part. There you go.
But it's pretty rough, but, I haven't, you know, it was just like the one time, and after that it was fine. You know, my body gets used to it pretty quick, but, it's really fun. I want to keep doing it. It's just that, unfortunately I'm also the slowest guy out there. It doesn't really help. So that's it. So let's talk about some games.
All right.
Harlock, you get to go first.
Yay. Well, I'm not going to talk about Diablo 3 because y'all have been talking about that for a couple of years now.
And we're going to talk about it some more.
But that is one of the two games that I have been playing this past week or a couple of weeks,
actually. Picked that up on PS3, right?
Yes, yeah, PS3. It's cool. I feel like it's better to play it with a controller than a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like it was designed to be played with a controller.
It really does feel so much better with a controller. I really don't know why they don't work those, like them and Torchlight. I don't know why they don't work those controls into the PC version. You know, I mean, just have both. I don't understand the reasoning for not including it.
Sounds like Valve is going to take care of that for you anyways, but with their new weird controller. But, I've been playing that. But the game that I've really been playing a lot and want to kill people for is Volgar the Viking.
I
actually picked that up the night of episode 300 when we were talking about it for a little bit.
You mentioned that last week. So tell me a little bit more about this game now that you had more time to play it.
Oh my god, this game. Have any of you played Rastan?
Back in the day.
Way back on the Sega Master System. And then the one on Sega Genesis was terrible.
Yes, it was.
Rastan Saga 2.
But did you ever play like the arcade version at all?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's pretty much heavily influenced by that game. It is hard as balls. It's basically you only get better at that game by memorizing and playing it.
Yeah.
You'll learn like the enemy attack patterns. You know, just what they're gonna do when they come on the screen. It's got the old school 16-bit arcade era type, you know, like not quite Nintendo, not quite Super Nintendo.
Yeah, right in between
there. Yeah. Looks really great. Little bit of, you know, particle effects here and there, not anything too fancy. But yeah, I mean, it's not cheap either. Maybe it is a little bit cheap, but, man, like the first time I played it.
Coming at you off screen, you don't
wow,
see
this
it.
Is like straight out of like Genesis days. I'm looking at the Steam page right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun if maybe, I don't know about, if you grew up playing these kind of games, it's probably going to be more fun to you. And if you didn't grow up playing them, or if you're not really familiar with, you know, the old school, really punishing difficulty,
then
you may want to steer away from it. But I mean, it is satisfying when you go through a level, or even when you come upon a level and actually do better than you thought you would, you know, because you get into that zone,
like,
where you feel like, you know, hey, I'm doing good. What's going on here? And then something just, you know, catches you off guard and throws you into a pit or something and you're dead. But it's got a lot of mechanics from Rastan. I mean, the animations seem straight out of it. Even some of the enemies, the level design, kind of like it. And then also, Super Ghouls and Ghosts or Ghosts and Goblins.
Yes.
Yeah.
The jumping mechanic is kind of pulled straight out of there. You know, like when you jump, in Ghouls and Ghosts, you are committing to movement.
Yeah, you
like,
commit to that jump. You can't move in the air.
You can look the other way.
Yeah, you can turn around and fire, but that's it.
you can't change your momentum. You're like, okay, I'm jumping in. I don't care. I ain't going back. But you do have a double jump. So, you know, you can correct your course, but only in the same distance, the opposite or whichever direction.
Right. It's still just a single jump. It's like you have one arc, one distance. That's it.
Yes, sir. And so it's all about, you know, getting familiar with how long it takes to swipe your sword and the exact distance you can cover. And once you get real familiar with that, it's almost like, you know, in Street Fighter, Jeff, where you're familiar with your character's movement and, mm-hmm. you know, how far you can hit and stuff. And yep. then you can kind of plot your strategy throughout the level. There is a one mechanic in the game that lets you kind of pull out the view of the game. So you can kind of see a few more inches, you know, up or below you. So you can kind of have a feeling of what's coming at you. But man, that game is hard.
I can believe it.
It is so hard.
But is it fun though? That's the thing. It's like.
It's fun because it's like, I don't know, it's almost like it's killing you and laughing at you. So you feel like an mm-hmm. idiot, but you're like, oh man, I know what I did wrong there. And I know what I should have done. So you go, it's like Super Meat Boy, you know, you know what you're supposed to do, but sometimes you're getting frustrated. You're trying to rush through a level because you've already covered it and then you fuck up. So it's all about, you know, plotting what you're going to do and you got to be precise and remember, oh, that guy's going to jump here and he's going to try and knock me back here because the developers are fucking dicks and they knew you were going to jump. But it's really good. And at first, so if you die, it's going to send you all the way back to the beginning of that level. You got to get through a good chunk of the level before it gives you, there's like these crystals and that lets you know, hey, when I die, I'm going to respawn back in this place. And you can like kind of rest a little more easy that you don't have to cover all the crap that you just went through. And I didn't know that it actually saves your level progression. I kind of was going through it from the very beginning level every time. But if I would have actually read what the screen was telling me, I don't read words. Come on. What are these words?
Is this a video game or a book?
Because when you start the game, it's not like you don't push start. You just kind of walk to the right of the screen and it starts. But it tells you if you walk to the left of the screen, you know, you can skip ahead to the levels that you've been to. So it's not quite as hard as I thought it was at first.
Okay, so it's not like the old school where it's like you start from the beginning every time.
Right, no. But there is also incentive to go back and play the old levels that you've already beaten. There's leaderboards and, you know, you can get higher scores and, there's a big, kind of element to where you want to speed run the levels. So there's a lot of, leaderboards based on that. And also there's a bunch of hidden stuff, kind of like Castlevania where there's fake walls and you can break them and find, you know, treasures or power-ups. And if you find all those in each level, there's like a Path of the Valkyrie or something. And if you unlock all those, there's something else, but I haven't really dug that far into it.
And this is just on PC right now, right?
Yeah, right now I got it on Steam. It's like $12, man. I highly encourage people to pick up this game. It's great.
But even for people that might not know why it's good.
Jeff, if you're a total puss, I would say you might want to...
What do you mean if?
Jeff, you're a total asshole. Puss and you should not play... No, it's... I don't know. Like, there's a lot of... you know, there's a lot of people now that are kind of craving this game, you know? Like, I mean, Dark Souls and Demon Souls. There's people out there that, you know, want this kind of game.
Want to get ass raped by a video game.
Yeah. For real. Because, I mean, games now, they, like... There's a big arrow telling you where you need to go at all times, and you kind of turn your brain off when you're playing a lot of games. And honestly, I think it's kind of not as fun. And when developers make something that's going to challenge me and the mechanics are fun and fair, I think that...
that's the big one for me is the fair thing.
It's totally fair. You know what your limits are, and when you try and push those limits, that's when you're going to die. But yeah, good boss battles. There's like a huge boss at the end of the first one and like a very Mega Man type boss in the second level. And that's really as far as I've gotten, but yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing, guys.
All right.
Cool. Jeff, what do you got?
Nothing. No, I played some Diablo 3. Got to level 57. I'm not going to say anything else besides I got to 57. I'm three levels away from what I said I would beat this game at. I need to get to the level cap with a game like this, and it'll be the first game ever if I get there. I need three more levels.
We beat the game on hell last night.
We did. We beat it on hell last night.
Oh my god.
So I started Inferno. Pretty much finished the first story quest, and that's it.
I'm gonna give people a tip. Like, I've been playing on hell, and I'm almost done the first act solo, and I was leveling up pretty slowly. I went up two levels last night playing with Chris, and because he was on act, act four, and I was in act one. So if you want to level up quickly in your 50s, just play with somebody who's in like the last two acts and just play through with them. Because yeah, I was going up pretty slowly by myself, and then once I was playing with Chris, I literally went up a level and like 80%. So I had to go and play my own game for a bit. But I didn't even play when I went to my solo game, Chris. I didn't even continue where I left off my solo game. I just because I played through, I think I played through Act 3 with you a while ago, and Act 4. We played Act 4 last night.
Mm-hmm.
I can go back to those acts. I'm like, fuck, I can go back to Act 3. And then, yeah, within like 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes, I hit 57. So I'm like, okay, I can go to bed now.
Nice.
And then, yeah, so I'll get there eventually.
Yeah, good deal.
I never even beat that game on PC.
That's
and
crazy.
I got it when it came out.
I know. You didn't beat a single playthrough, did you?
Nope. I never beat Diablo 2.
I never beat Diablo 2
either. I didn't either. So...
So what did I do? So last, I played the, so after I came home last Saturday, I tried out the, Battlefield 4 beta on 360. And that beta looks like fucking balls on consoles. Like, really bad. Like, I mean, like, it looks like a Xbox game. Like, there are some straight up things that do not even have textures on them.
It doesn't have the high-res textures or anything though, right?
Some shit doesn't even look like it even has textures. It's just, it's seriously bad. And then I thought it was like, okay, so I like tweeted, I'm like, hey, well, the 360 version of the Battlefield 4 beta is pretty unfortunate looking. And then people were like, no, it's on both like PS3 and 360. They basically, yeah, it's scaled back on the detail of the texture and stuff. Cause I guess they want it to look like a real beta and, you know, they just want to test out the servers and shit, which makes sense, right? But yeah, it doesn't look that great, but it was fun. I mean, it was Battlefield. There wasn't anything new, really, that I could find. One shitty thing with the beta, I was playing with Sniper, and we could not... You can't join a game together, like in a lobby. I'm sure you can do that in the retail version, but basically one of us had to find a game, the other person had to quickly join them, and hopefully they wouldn't be taken up. All the dedicated servers, like the server listings, all had 0 out of like 20 players for some weird reason.
Huh.
So we'd like jump to an empty one, which is all of them. And then one time we had one person join on the other team. And then we're like, this is ridiculous. So we had to do matchmaking and then do that whole thing where we had to invite each other really quick or join each other really quick. So, I'm looking forward to that on next gen stuff. Probably won't get that on the 360.
Yeah.
PS3.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, what exactly is different about the game?
I don't really know, because I didn't play a lot of Battlefield 3. So, the level that you get is that big level in Shanghai with all the skyscrapers and shit, and it is really cool. You can take, like, elevators up to the top of the buildings, and there's big firefights going on the top of the building. What's really cool is you can go up to the top of the skyscraper and look down. You can see the fights going down on the bottom, like, fucking 50 floors down and shit, which is really... That is actually pretty cool, like... There's actually battles going on all around this map, which is pretty awesome.
You mean on the field?
On the field?
There was battles down there?
Yeah, on the field. They should make a game about that, actually. Good idea. But it is kind of weird, though, because the console ones are, or the current gen versions are only, I think, 20 players or 24, I think.
Yeah.
And
skirmish,
there is a lot.
Battle
on. Yeah. There's a lot of time, though, when you're running around that you don't really, nothing happens for a while. So it can be annoying in one of two ways. One, you're just running around looking for shit. And then when you find shit, you realize, oh, there's nothing to do here. You have to find other shit. Or you're running around for like a minute and a half. Then you get sniped by somebody. Then you have to fucking respawn. And then you're like, okay, I have to run around again. Because it's the next gen version of PC are going to be 64 players on those same maps. So
it's
still
got
the
squad system spawning.
It does have the
squad.
Yeah, it did have the squad system on there. You can spawn on people and stuff. It doesn't have the, because on PC, I guess because it's the player count, there's two sections of that map that aren't even available on PS3 and 360, like the whole water area to that level, and there's another area too. So, yeah, I don't know. It was fun, but...
Did you still see, like, the kind of, like, terrain destruction that they showed PC demo? You could still shoot, like, the street from under the tank and stuff like that?
I didn't see that, because I didn't actually... I'm not sure if it's in the 360 version, or, like, current-gen consoles, or if I just didn't, we didn't find that area. We didn't find the underground part of that level at all. But this big skyscraper can collapse, which I died twice by being in the building when that happened. So I didn't really get to see it happen. Then when that falls down, you get all the fucking rumble around everywhere, and it's like changes the map a bunch and shit. But yeah, that stuff's there. I don't think it's going to be as dynamic as the next-gen versions of the PC one, for sure. Yeah, it was fun. But
I just think it's weird that, like, I don't know, you know, this kind of happened at the end of the original Xbox's life. You know, they had Battlefield 2, and then they made a version for the 360 as well. Just like, but of course, Battlefield wasn't that popular back then on consoles. No. So, like, I wonder, you know, is the 360 version going to be where everybody's at? Or, you know, because I wonder how that's going to go.
I don't know. I almost think anyone who likes Battlefield who's getting a PS4 and an Xbone will probably get it there. Unless a lot of their friends are not upgrading. I don't know. I can't see myself getting it on 360. Like, from what I've seen, if you're a Call of Duty player, it looks like you're going to be fine no matter which way you go.
Yeah.
But for Battlefield, it looks like if you are getting it on current gen, you are going to be missing out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Cool stuff, so. Eh, I don't know. It was all right. And we jump from that to Crysis 3, because we're like, fuck it, let's play some Crysis 3, because we couldn't join in games enough together. And man, we got our ass kicked in that game so bad.
Well, yeah, it's been out for a while, so.
It's been out for a while. I've never played Team Deathmatch in that game, and we just got destroyed. I think we played one game. I think my KDR was like 3-26, as in like I killed 3 people and died 26 times.
Holy God.
It wasn't that much. No, it was really bad. Like, people were doing all this crazy shit I didn't even know you could do. I'm just like, wow, this is why I can see like FPSs can be really hard to get into if you do not adopt early. It's just. This is not cool. Then we went and jumped into Halo and played some Halo SWAT. And that was fun. And then it was funny because we started going back and forth about just like random shit. I was drinking. He doesn't drink, so he wasn't drinking. And then we called it the Halo therapy session because we kept going back and forth about just like life in general as we're still playing the game. And we found that when we were just talking and playing, we were playing better. When we weren't totally 100% concentrating on the game, it was really weird. We started winning matches and shit. It was fun. What else did I play? Oh, the only other game I played was, I beat Rayman Legends. I didn't complete it. I just beat the story missions. So, which means I basically played 50% of it. That's pretty much how that goes. Good game. Recommend it to everybody.
All right.
Billy, you gotta get that shit on Wii U.
Which one is it? Legends?
Rayman Legends, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to get that. But I'm poor, so.
That's one day. And the other game, I'll wait till Chris, you're doing yours, and that was a demo that we played. Because we played it because Travis was really going to be on the show, and we thought we'd talk about it a lot, but that didn't happen.
That's right, that's right.
That's it, man. What about you? What have you been playing?
Diablo, we kind of touched on that a little bit. I got to Paragon level 1, which is after you get to level 60, which is level cap, you start increasing Paragon levels, and as you go up Paragon levels, you still get bonuses to... attributes, and you also get an increased magic and gold find, which I actually had forgotten about until yesterday when I hit it and I was like, oh, look, +3% gold and magic find. That's pretty sweet. So that's that. What else have I played? I played some more of, Marvel Puzzle Quest. That game's fun. You guys that are into Puzzle Quest, you might want to go check this one out. It's free to play, and, last time that I talked about it with Jason, we were talking about, like, the two different forms of currency that are in the game. It turns out that both forms of currency that are in the game are available in the game. You don't necessarily have to pay money, to get both of them. So there's, like, these hero coins, and the hero coins are the ones you can buy. But you also get them as rewards for specific quests. So there's a way to get them that way too. So there's a lot of ways to get the content in the game without paying money. So it's a good game. Definitely go check it out on, mobile operating systems. And, let's see what else I play. I picked up Spelunky.
Lunkers.
Played that for a little bit. I didn't get too far into it. I pretty much got through the tutorial levels and that was about it.
On the Vita, I'm guessing?
Yeah, well, it's cross-buy, but I was playing it on Vita, yes. It just seems like that's the way to do it for that particular game. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those games that's, it gets to the point where it's really hard and it's a lot of memorization and that kind of thing. So, yeah. We'll see how that goes. Besides that, the only other thing is what Jeff was alluding to, and that is the Beyond Two Souls demo.
Beyond. That's something else.
Something else entirely. But yeah, so I played the Beyond demo. I was trying to decide on whether or not I wanted to get this game because I never did pick up Heavy Rain. So this might be a good time to go see if I can get Heavy Rain for cheap. But
I'm sure you can.
After playing the demo, I came to the conclusion that I do want the game. I just don't want it now.
I kind of went through the same thing.
Yeah. So, it's very much like Heavy Rain. It's pretty limited as far as the gameplay when you're controlling, Ellen. I can't remember her name in the game.
Jody. I want to say Jody.
Ellie.
No, that's Joel.
What?
Joel.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Ellie.
Are you sure it's Ellie?
Yeah. I don't think it's Ellie. Yeah. Oh. But no, it's Jody or something like that.
Fuck me. What?
I think it's Jody. I think that's right.
I think it is Jody.
But in that sense, it's very similar. One of the bigger differences is that instead of having like button presses for the QuickTime events. It actually, you use the right stick, and when you see it.
Yeah, I like that.
It's kind of more natural. When you see something that you can interact with, like a little dot will pop up, and you just point the right stick at the dot from where your character is, and she will interact with it. And it's pretty intuitive, and it works fairly well. I was pretty impressed with that. The other thing they do is like with Jody is the hand-to-hand combat. Which I haven't really gotten the hang of. I mean, it's okay and all, but it's like, I'll end up like, oh, I know that.
It's the same kind of thing as the, just whatever way her limbs are moving, point the right analog in that direction.
Right. And one of the things, but the thing about it is like, it'll get to this, it gets into this like bullet time and you have to wait until it gets into bullet time before you actually do it. So if she's about to throw a punch and you say, oh, I know she's going to throw a punch to the right. You know, and you hit to the right before it gets to that bullet time, you miss the event. And she will, you know, get hit or something like that.
So, are you telling me this is like a glorified Dragon's Lair?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, that makes sense.
That's kind of what it is.
Can I use my PlayStation Move controller?
I don't think you can right now. I'm not sure if that works or not. It'll probably be patched in later.
The way you were describing it makes it seem like maybe you could, you know, just use the Move and.
Yeah, I mean, you probably it probably would work fairly well for that. So.
Don't have lots of games that use my Move that I bought.
Neither does anybody else.
Neither do I. I bought it just like you did. I felt stupid afterwards, but you know, it is what it is.
I got the SOCOM. You know, came gun? With the gun or whatever it was. That whole package.
Oh, okay. And,
how many times did you use that
then? And yeah.
And there you go.
And scene.
Yes. I think my controller, like the six axis, I use that sometimes too.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Well, you have to use it in Beyond.
Beyond.
You have to use the six axis in Beyond Two Souls.
Oh, really?
Yep. You have no choice. There's moves. You have to shake the controller.
There's motion control. It's actually kind of annoying.
I honestly would like to see. You know, maybe good implementation. That game use the Move. I mean, I'm just kind of desperate to use that thing.
It would work.
It would totally work.
Yeah, there's no reason it wouldn't.
It's Okay, so I played the demo this morning before I went to work today because I wanted to try it out. What I played, it gives you like three key sections you play to get a good idea, I guess, what the different kind of mechanics it throws at you. And I use the word mechanics very, very, very loosely. Cause it really is, it's kind of pre-scripted. You can go different ways. Cause like Tanya played it too when she got home from work. I told her to play it, see if she likes it. She didn't play the whole thing cause she got frustrated with it. Cause she just didn't know what to do at certain times. And, the game doesn't do a good job of teaching you, besides the first part, like how to control shit. So, but we were talking about what each other's experience was. There was an extra scene she got to see because the scene in the demo when you're on the train, she got caught by the cops, whereas I ran away by using, was it Aiden? Aiden's your psychic being that's attached to you somehow. And I used, I woke her up when the cops were coming so she can run away. She didn't know what to do at that point. She got caught, goes to another scene where she's basically locked up, whatever.
Are you not controlling Ellie?
You are. But you're controlling.
You do. You control both. No, you control both.
You can actually. And both, yeah.
Yeah, so you can switch, like, it's not always
on the fly.
Yeah, it's not always on the fly, but, you know, there are different events where you will need to be Aiden, but, you know, under normal circumstance, you can just switch to Aiden and look around. So that's one of the bigger differences. It's like, over this compared to Heavy Rain. It's like Heavy Rain, from what I understand, because I haven't played it. But from what I understand, it's very restricted as far as like camera angles and things like that. When you go into the mode where you're controlling Aiden, you can go anywhere you want, pretty much, but you have to stay a specific distance away from Jody.
Jody, yeah.
So you can't go further than, I don't know how much, 10 yards, whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
It probably depends on the level, to be honest, or the scene you're doing.
But it might, yeah. It might.
Because in the what scene, you can go really far away. The scene in the demo, the last scene in the demo.
Yeah.
I thought that I saw something online saying that maybe this game was like co-op or multiplayer somehow.
You can do a co-op, couch co-op, when one person plays Aiden, the other person is Jody. But the Aiden person can only control Aiden during the Aiden parts and like that, which doesn't really make sense to me, because it's like, why would you need it? Because the game, at least for the demo, the game is not it doesn't seem like there's a lot of branching paths. It seems kind of linear, sort of. Like, but then he has just the demo, so I can't really say for sure what the final is. But yeah, it is supposed to be co-op, like couch co-op. I don't know how that works.
It sounds interesting. I mean, I played, the only game that I played from, I guess maybe these developers was
Indigo Prophecy,
like a long ass time ago. And, I didn't even understand what was going on through most of that. I didn't know what was going on. I thought it was going to be kind of like a, you know, like a survival horror game or something like that. And then it's like, rotate the analog stick this way to flush the toilet. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. Oh, you didn't flush the toilet fast enough. You're fucked. Goddamn.
But it's just, so easy.
My feeble mind could not, you know, understand what that game was. But, you know, now two games removed, I kind of see what they were hinting at, you know.
Yeah.
Let's make a movie.
It's Dragon's Lair or like old school point and click games of putting an easier, make them easily accessible, I guess. It's, you're doing a lot more watching than you are playing. And even when you are playing, it's stuff like, it's like you're running away and it's like, hit X. If you don't hit X, nothing really happens. But if you do hit X, a little thing will happen. Or like, it's basically you're doing some kind of interaction with what's going on the screen just to make the video go further than it normally would. It's just, that's what I get from it. And there's nothing really wrong with that. That's why I don't want to call it a game, and I don't want people to say I'm shitting on it, because I'm not shitting on it. It's just not, if I'm spending $60 on something, this is why, like I said, I'm pretty sure Chris probably in the same boat, is I'm waiting for a price drop, because I don't want to pay $60 for basically something that I'm going to watch more than I play. And really, when you are playing it, you're not really playing it. You're basically doing what it's telling you to do on screen to further that cutscene, so to speak, kind of thing. There's not really a lot of a lot of the stuff you do, even if you miss it, it's the shit still goes on anyway.
Yeah.
So it's,
in reality, when you miss interacting with something, you don't actually, it's not like you lose. You know, it's exactly. just that the outcome is a little different.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And
I want to check it out. Definitely. I'm glad that somebody makes games like these.
Yeah, for sure.
It's different. But just, you know, it's kind of hard to pay full price for something like that, you know.
Well, play the demo.
I mean, I understand you gotta, you know, pay, Ellen paid some scratch, you know, but.
Yeah, totally.
And Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
There's a lot of people on that. There's a lot of, like famous people. Not necessarily, like Willem Dafoe and Ellen Page take the stage, but there's other, when you see some of these characters, like, oh, I recognize that guy from so-and-so, so. Yeah.
What?
I'd probably cut out there, but I was just saying other recognizable actors are in the game.
Okay.
Skype just took a shit on us, didn't it?
Yeah. No, I don't think
so. I think I heard you say Velociraptors are in the game. And fuck that. I'm going to go pay full price for this game right now. Hey, guys, let's take a break. I'm going to go pick up Beyond with Velociraptors.
Need to go grab some Velociraptors.
Well, this is the thing. Like, people say, like, what you liked Walking Dead. The entire season of Walking Dead is $20. Mm-hmm. Like, and
right. The comparison of the two games is fair, but the price is different.
That's the thing. It's the whole price. I'm paying $20 for this experience.
Yeah.
And it's not trying to be realistic. It's over the top. It's a cool art style. And they come out in episodes. If this was episodic, I'd probably be more willing to jump in, I think. I don't know.
Well, I can see both sides of it because this also has a much higher production value in general.
Oh, yeah.
I can see both sides of it. I still will buy it. I'm just not buying it at $60.
You're going to get some quality Ellen Page side boob, I'm guessing.
Sweet. So. Yeah, there's got to be a shower
scene.
There's going to
be a shower scene. I mean, everyone's played Heavy Rain. Or everyone's seen that Heavy Rain video anyway.
Aw. I think there.
Yeah.
We have anything else we want to comment about on that game?
I'm trying to think. Let's put it this way. Before playing the demo, I was totally, like, hands off it. I'm like, I'm not going to touch it. But after playing the demo this morning, I'm more interested in it. I think I'll give it a shot. Because there's nothing wrong with something you play like that. Like, this doesn't take any, like, skill. You just kind of sit there and kind of watch and play through it. I have nothing wrong with that. It's just kind of the price point and what it is, really. That's kind of like, when I want to play a game, I want to be more stimulated and engaged. And people are like, oh, the story is great. That's great, but if I want to watch a really good story, I could watch a really good movie.
Yeah.
I don't play games for story. I like the stories in games. Like, it's a plus, but it's not the number one thing I look for at all.
So, I would agree. I will say this. Like, the very beginning, you actually play as her as a child. That part's really cool because you get – they basically show you what Aiden can do, and, like, Aiden can – he basically go through windows and stuff like that, and he can interact with his environment. So, like, he can knock things off the desk, and this is like a spiritual entity, basically, right? But he can physically manipulate items in the environment. He can take over people. So that was interesting. There's like a part in the demo where he actually takes over a soldier that has a gun, turns around and shoots one of the other soldiers. It's interesting what they did with that particular mechanic. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but, as Jeff said, you know, I was very skeptical. I was like, okay, Heavy Rain, never got it, was never really that interested in it. After playing the demo, I'm interested in buying this game. But it's more of like a $40 buy or a $30 buy for me rather than a $60 buy.
Or a free, PS Plus.
Yeah, a PS Plus buy. Hey, I'm still waiting for Heavy Rain to hit PS Plus, man. I don't think Beyond's getting there anytime soon. So, that's all I've got. So if we're all set, then we can move on to some news.
We do have some news.
All right, let's do that.
So a while back, Activision was saying that Call of Duty Ghosts on the X-Bone will have dedicated servers. Turns out that all the current-gen and next-gen platforms will have dedicated servers. So that's, PS3, or PS3, 360, PS4, and X-Bone, and Wii U.
Nice.
All 10 people that will play that on the Wii U We'll have dedicated servers, both dedicated and P2P or private servers. So
the people that play it on Wii U will have dedicated server.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We'll have a dedicated server.
Guys, come on, guys. Look. You know, I know me and a dozens of people bought the Wii U. But we don't.
Well, now you all play on a server. No, no. We've been waiting for this for a long, long time. Mad Catz has finally announced the price of their Tournament Edition 2 stick, which is going to be released day and date with the X-Bone. It is $199.
Oh, my God.
That's what I expected. That's how much the first TE sticks were.
No, it wasn't. They were $150.
No, I paid. I'm pretty sure.
They were $150, dude. I'm pretty sure. Someone email in and correct me if I'm wrong.
They were
pretty sure they were
$150. I have two of them. They were definitely not $150. I guarantee they were maybe $180, but definitely not $150.
I think they were $179.
That would be $180, yeah. That's,
because I'm pretty dumb, but I don't think I would have bought a tournament. And I do own a tournament edition stick for $200. Man.
Yeah. I think it might have been $180. Or between $180 and $200.
I think it was $179.
Yeah. $179.99. That makes sense.
Might as well. Which might as well be $200.
Yeah, pretty much. But the difference is this one's going to have like it's got the lighty up buttons, the LED buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the top flips up so you can transfer, you can change the buttons when you want.
Wow.
If you just buy new buttons and you can change the art and all that kind of stuff. So I guess you're paying $20 more, I guess, for easy customability. I don't know. Either way, I'm going to have to buy one because I'm going to be playing Killer Instinct and I do not want to play with the controller. And I'm a sucker. So.
Oh man, that is a lot of money spent on one game, dude.
Well, it won't be one game. There'll be another Street Fighter game. There'll be a bunch of other. There'll be Guilty Gear, Xrd. It's gonna be on that too.
There will be, so super, be one game, dude. Super Street Fighter EX Plus Gold Alpha Championship Edition. Yeah,
there'll be a.
Well, no, they've already changed it to Ultra Street Fighter 4.
EX.
So you know, yeah. now they have to tack on a few signatures at the end of that.
I mean, I paid the same price for the stick for one game technically back when I got the TE too, right? And that turned into a bunch of games. I technically bought that for Street Fighter.
So, man, that is a high.
It's $20 more, if that, than what the other one was. $20.
I know, but
don't buy lunch for 2 days and make your own lunch. There you go, bam, done. I know you already have sticks. Yeah.
It's that leads so hard to swallow that.
I know, but this leads us into the next one, which is the existing PS3 headsets will not work with the PS4, just like the X-Bone, or Microsoft announced like a few months back.
Wait.
So basically like Turtle Beach headsets, any kind of third-party headsets, will work for audio. So don't get that mixed up. You can still use the audio for it, but the voice chat will not work.
Hmm.
But also none of the PS3 Bluetooth headsets will work either. Just like none of the old headsets for your 360 will work on the X-Bone.
Mm-hmm.
So this ties in as it's not necessarily Microsoft and Sony need to make money. These third-party companies need to make money too. So they need to be like, hey, we can't just sell everybody one product and then they don't buy anything else because then we go out of business. But this is where Chris brought up a good point off the air is why the fuck doesn't the official Sony headsets work and the official Microsoft headsets
Yeah,
work.
That's kind of shit. I mean, I actually have one of the Sony Bluetooth headsets that came with SOCOM, and that shit should work. I don't know why it wouldn't. It doesn't make any sense.
They're both Bluetooth.
It is Bluetooth, and you are using Bluetooth still, so, you know, just do that.
Yeah. Both have said, though, that there's going to be...
You're telling me PS3 had headsets?
Well, you had to buy.
Yeah,
them
for
separately.
That shitty ass voice chat that they had, they did have headsets.
Huh.
Yep.
I don't have
news. I guess we use Skype. That's why.
That's one of the things that we said yesterday. You know, we actually started using the PlayStation chat, and eventually it got to the point where we were like, okay, let's switch over to Skype. And the first thing I said is like, it's pretty sad that after 7 years into this. This generation's life cycle, we're still having this problem with PS3.
Yeah.
Better fix that shit in PS4!
Sony said that they're going to release a patch after launch to allow you to be able to use past headsets, which to me basically says we're going to release our shit and third-party stuff, let them have a chance to sell, and then we'll release this patch. So that's like pure software-based. So, but yeah, again, keep in mind, I can't stress enough because a lot of people seem to be going crazy on the interwebs. Audio will still work. So for if you're playing a game that needs voice chat, use the pack-in headsets for either one. And then if you're just playing by yourself, you can still use your Turtle Beaches, your Astros, your Titans, whatever the hell you want to use, and they'll be fine. They will still work. What will also work? PS4 controllers. The DualShock 4 will work with PCs at launch.
That's pretty cool. Now, is that like straight up Bluetooth connection to PCs?
Or is it wired? Actually, is it wired USB? I think it's the wired. It's got to be the wired USB.
Okay.
Onto that shit. Unless, yeah. That's cool. I mean, you don't have to work all that crazy workaround to get a PS3 controller to work on your PS or your PC if you happen to use one of those. What else we got here? Oh, Dragon's Crown. This might be the ship might have already sailed in this one, but Dragon's Crown is finally getting patched to have crossplay. So if you have friends that have it on the Vita or the PS3, you can now play with each other and vice versa and play that Dragon's Crown game that probably should have had crossplay from the get-go, but
definitely
it's cool
should
that
have.
It's cool that they're at least putting it in there, but I really think the ship has probably sailed on that one. Unless it goes free on PS Plus soon, and then people will take advantage of it, but I haven't seen people play Dragon's Crown in a very long time.
Since Diablo came out.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. There's another thing in news, I think. Actually, Harlock, you found this one. You wanna lead into this? I think this is a good idea.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm a big proponent for the Wii U, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I mean, I've been singing its praises for a week now. And it looks like fans of Mario Kart are in for a bit of a surprise this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, you know, kart races are few and far between these days. We got, Sonic Team Racing?
Yeah. And, yeah. Pretty good.
Transformed Sonic, or something like that.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Transformed.
Sonic Racing, yeah.
But, I mean, if you got the itch to, you know, drive around with cartoon characters and throw bananas at each other. You know, it's slim pickings these days. So they got a mature title coming out.
I want an option, man. Tell me another option. I want another option.
Yeah, well, you're about to have one. I mean, I know that you're going to probably go out and pick up a Wii U when I tell you what's about to drop.
I got Amazon right now.
This year. For the Wii U gaming console from Nintendo, we have Hello Kitty Kart Racer coming to
Holy
Wii U this year.
Shit.
Buy it now. Oh, that's it. I already checked out. It's on the way. Wii U's on the way.
And I mean, it's not just Hello Kitty. There's going to be, you know, all the other characters from the Hello Kitty universe there, like the other ones.
Like,
Gives a shit.
Hello, Kitty.
Wii U saved!
You know, Tanya's gonna be like, when she listens to this, she's gonna be like, we need to get by a Wii U.
I don't know, there's a rainbow colored road track on here. And sometimes they're on airplanes, so it might be pretty sweet.
Sometimes.
Sounds like Mario Kart 64 plus Sonic Team Racing Transformed. That's what I just heard.
So that's what we got to look forward to on the Wii U front.
Awesome. Let's take a break on that, because I really don't want
to
hear any more of it.
What we have to look forward to is a break. All right? So we're going to come back. We're going to do emails, voicemails, instant questions, and then we'll do new releases and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good. It's time to wake up.
We'll be right back.
Yo, welcome back.
You welcome back, yo.
Yo.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Back again.
All right. So we are doing emails and voicemails and Indus questions today. We've got a couple of emails. We have six voicemails. So that's going to be, that's going to be interesting. And then we have a series of Indus questions. And then after that, we will do new releases. And we'll go into a new question of the week, which I have not discussed with these guys yet.
We have not, actually.
But I do have an idea.
Discussed anything with me.
Well, you don't count. You're just here for fun.
Oh.
But I do have an idea, Jeff, and I'll get to it when we get there, and we'll put a little break in here and do it that
way. Sounds good.
What do you say we start with an email?
Let's start with an email and do like three voicemails and get back to an email.
That sounds like a great idea.
Alrighty. First email. This comes to us from Mr. Biff Sticks. He says, good evening, gentlemen. In regards to your question of the week, I've watched the Resident Evil movies. But, this must go back to the question of the week when we did the media stuff.
Yeah. So this is a question of the week that came in a little late.
Yes. So in regards to your question of the week, I've watched the Resident Evil movies, but I never felt I've never felt that the two were ever intertwined between movies and games. The movies just took set parts and characters of the game to make their own movie, which aren't the greatest, but are entertaining nonetheless. I read a lot of manga and comics published by Udon, which does all the Street Fighter books. They have done a lot of books based on the origins of the characters, as well as the tournament itself. They've also done books on Mega Man, Sengoku, Basara, Samurai Heroes, and Captain Commando. They also did the art for HD Remix.
Cool.
Looking forward to your live show. Congrats on soon to be episode 300. Sincerely, Biff Sticks.
Thank you, Biff Sticks. Sorry that we did not get to this during the question of the week. That was unfortunate.
Well, we recorded before this email came in.
So. Right. Yes. But yeah, so I think I actually mentioned it on that show. It's a guilty pleasure, man. I like the Resident Evil movies too.
I've only seen the first one.
Well, that is the best one. Is the best one. Second one's pretty good. Third one's meh. Fourth one's kind of like.
I did read a Resident Evil comic though. It was meh, but I read it. So that happened. I also purchased it with money.
Oh,
with like actual.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The time that I actually went all in on the multimedia. Cross whatever you want to say with the video games is Dead Space. The comic book, you know, before it came out, they also had like motion comics that you could download on Xbox.
Do you remember those? I remember
and then
watching.
They had like a DVD that you could buy, and all that was actually really good. Like it told the story just before what happened on the Ishimura,
right?
And I went all in on that. I bought the comic. I actually bought they released a comic book that was the motion comic in a hardbound book, and I actually bought that. It was great. I really liked all that.
Cool.
They tried it again with Dante's Inferno, but it was garbage.
Jeff loved that game.
It was amazing.
Game plus. The game was bad. I'm just saying the movie and the tie-ins.
Oh, yeah.
No, the game was pretty bad.
I mean, if you like God of War...
it's not even like God of War. Don't even go there. I'll smack you!
Oh, there's going to be fists flying. All right, let's do a voicemail. Hopefully, we didn't do a sound check beforehand, so hopefully this is going to turn out okay. Here we go.
What up, Indude? What's good with y'all boys? I already know it's Eddie Kusanagi, you know what I'm saying? What's popping though, man? What's good? How are things? Are you well? Alright,
I am here.
I'm listening to the latest episode, yo. $1 billion though, I'm not even gonna brag on this. $1 billion, $1 billion, that is pretty epic. But in all seriousness, I'm not even here to talk about Grand Theft Auto 5. I'm here to talk about something that I've been playing instead of Grand Theft Auto 5, which is that game called Diablo. Honestly,
we haven't talked about
it. Where am I? I just started Trevor. I'm not spoiling anything. I just started Trevor. He's one of the three characters. I literally finished his first mission. It's been 3 days since I played, and that's it. I just want to keep playing Diablo and just keep those stats and loots and robbing people and shooting and doing things in Diablo. In this game, again, I am new to this. I did not have it on PC. This is my first time ever playing this game, and I do want to apologize to all the nerds that I call nerds for playing games like these. You're just sitting there in front of your PC, and you're just sitting there in your little computer chair, and all this and that. I was completely distant. Wow, and now a formal apology is definitely in order, and I am sorry.
Eddie feels like an asshole now.
And that apology is sincere. But real talk, I have something else on my mind now.
Uh-oh.
But I completely forgot. Shit. Was it Diablo?
I'm you gonna say you're sorry to right Civilization now. Fans?
No, it's Diablo, Grand Theft Auto. Well, the whole bet thing with Jeff. I don't think it's necessary, dude, man. I mean, clearly Grand Theft Auto's gonna blow everything out of the water. But I wouldn't be surprised if Call of Duty Ghosts came back and, I don't know, maybe I'll sell it. It's a possibility, but it is a possibility. I can't deny Call of Duty. It's Call of Duty. What's my time? Okay. I showed a live show though. That's what I'm here to talk about. I remember the live show. Yo, we is in that ass. Yo, real talk. I come up with so many fucking catchphrases though when I'm drunk. We is in that ass. So for real, man, looking forward to it. Fucking love you guys, man. 300 episodes. Well, we'll leave the whole talk thing to the live show, man, but you got people listening, man, and I'm one of them. Man, shit, just do it. Live show, 2 weeks. Or no, what the fuck am I talking about? Like, 10 days, probably, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Alright, Joe. Always a pleasure. Until next time, Metal Gear Solid 5, and be well.
I should probably mention that,
Yeah, this is the week after.
Yeah, this is a few weeks ago, but besides that, when we were doing episode 300, around the time that Harlock called in, so Harlock called in first, and then all of a sudden, two more popped up, and it was Aces and Eddie.
No, Harlock was after Aces. Harlock was kind of late.
Right. It was Harlock and then Aces. Yeah, it was Harlock and Aces, and then we stopped. So what happened was when Harlock called, then Aces and Eddie called at the same time after Harlock. So I took Harlock's call. And then after that, Aces called.
I apologize about that.
That was funny. Then I took Aces' call. And then after that, I was like, all right, anybody else want to call in? And I waited, and I was expecting Eddie to call, and he didn't call back. So I don't know what happened. But, you know, Eddie, I'm sorry we didn't get to get you on the live show, buddy. But your voice is always heard since we get voicemails from you.
It always gets across the ear somehow.
That's right. That's right. Shall we do another?
Yeah, let's do another.
Well, I got five more. Let's do it.
All right.
Hello, guys. Chris and Jeff. J.C. Ramirez from Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Repeat that again. J.C. Ramirez from Puerto Rico.
You got it? Oh, what's up, dude?
Well, guys, I'm just calling. I'm sober today.
Oh, well, that's not fun.
Mostly sober. That day was just, I don't know. Either way.
Making some tacos.
Yeah, I've been playing GTA 5, and after hearing about what Jason had to say, it's okay. Everybody has notions about, you know, fast GTA games. And yeah, GTA 4 was a disappointment in so many ways. I never played that online. And by the time you guys post this, the online is going to be up. God knows how good or terrible we'll be running. But, I mean, I had a lot of fun playing GTA 5. They fixed a lot of shit from the past game. And
except for the online.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm sober. I'm like, the hype is out. But I'm still really, really impressed and happy that Rockstar did really deliver in a very astonishing game. Technically and, you know, story-wise, I mean, I think the concept of three characters, regardless of what you think about each character, each individual, it's pretty amazing what they put on the table. And being played for 45 hours after 1 week and a half, I mean, I should say that it's a very awesome game. It's a game that everybody should need to play at some point, regardless of next-gen coming in. That was it. I'm pretty much kind of a mellow today, so no hype, no tiredness, just chill. So have a fun, guys, and you know, Jason, don't be disappointed. Come on, man. It's a great game, but yeah, everyone has their own opinion. Well, have a fun one, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Duder.
Thank you, J.C. Ramirez. We got it this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Can I say something about Grand Theft Auto?
Go for it.
Well, I think that, you know, I've played them. I never finished them, ever.
Same.
I don't think I've ever finished any Grand Theft Auto game.
Same here.
I almost finished Sleeping Dogs, and then I didn't. But basically, any of those open world games, I feel like I'm not going to be on board until it's to the point where you can go into every single building. Like,
oh,
that's what I'm looking for.
I would blow my face off in a bad way. I would.
Like, I wonder
be so distracted.
How many years, I know, but how many years are we away from, you know, if there's a convenience store, I can go into it. You know, like, that's really what I'm looking for. And I know I'm asking
a
lot.
I think you're going to get that in the next one.
You think?
Yeah, I think you're going to get that in the next one.
It depends on how much they push the visuals, though, in the processing.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but...
If they were to, like, kick out on next gen what the equivalent of what GTA 5 was, so you're not getting anything better besides, like, maybe frame rate, but the graphics are staying exactly the same, I think they could do that. But if they were to up it to all, like, next gen shit, I think it would be slightly more built.
But if it's different than that, though, I'll tell you what, man. The PS4 compared to the PS3 is such a huge jump. It really is. And, you know, the big thing about that is that, yeah, so you would have to probably drop graphic fidelity down a little bit, but it really wouldn't have to be much. I mean, it really depends on how you handled everything with the loading and everything, but like with the amount of RAM that's on the box and how fast it is, I would not be surprised if they allowed you to go into everything.
It's also assets too, though. And
yeah, I mean,
processing in general, like it's, you'd have to, like it's,
there would be recycled assets. There's no doubt about that.
I don't think there's going to be a game that's going to be on the level of something like, if it was a launch game on the level of like Killzone 4, that would be on the same level as Grand Theft Auto 5 and have every single building be able to go into. I don't think that's going to happen. And so, like, it would have happened on PC already.
No,
I
agree with you on that one because so graphic fidelity of an open world game is always going to be a little bit less than something that is a little bit more direct, right? Because, you know, there's a lot more to take into account. What I'm getting at is he's talking about the ability to go into every building and yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of assets and it could be the next one, but in reality, that would be a lot of work just because of the amount of work it would be for the developers. It's not that the system couldn't handle it because they could do it.
Yeah,
I believe they could do it.
If there were multiple buildings that were the same layout.
And that's the thing. You would have to do that. You would have to do that.
Specific buildings had attention to detail.
Right.
I feel like that's what they're doing now with the overworld. Like, you know, just driving from here to there, you know, they probably copy and paste a bunch of stuff. But the stuff that they want you to focus on is like extremely detailed.
Right.
And maybe the next step is, you know, you can go into every building.
And just because you can go into, and just because it gives you access to every building doesn't mean that there's not loading in there somewhere. I mean, the new systems are going to work in like virtual memory where they're going to be storing, you know, easy access data on the hard disk. You know, and that kind of thing. So they're doing a lot of things that could make it very possible for them to do something like that.
So why hasn't happened on PC then? Because PCs are still more powerful than either of these two consoles.
Just the amount of work it takes.
All I'm saying is I don't think it's going to happen on the next one, whether it's because of technology or the amount of effort it's going to take.
And that might be true, but what we might see is a little bit more of it. It might not be like every building you can go into, but it might be now there's like 3 or 4, maybe up to 10 times the buildings you can go into, that kind of thing.
It's going to be baby steps, but kind of even started doing that, like letting you run through various buildings and stuff and jump out of windows and stuff.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're starting to see that a little bit more with open world games. I mean, you know, whether or not we'll see it as in the next one, that's a question, but I believe the systems could do it. It's just a matter of if the developers are willing to put in the effort.
Yeah,
is that
the focus of the gameplay?
Yeah.
Why would you go into everything?
Yeah.
But to me, it seems like You know, I mean, Dead Island kind of did some of that. You could run into, and it would load when you would go in.
Right, and back to Jeff's point, too, that game kind of looked like ass. So, you know, compared to...
Dead Island looked all right.
I was not impressed.
Saints Row.
It wasn't bad. I mean,
oh, really? You think so?
Glitches here and
there. I don't know. I think I like the style.
There was glitches, but the look was like the fidelity of the graphics were good.
I think I liked, I just liked the style of Saints Row better in that, between those two games, but I don't know. It just didn't look that good to me.
Here it is. The next Grand Theft Auto. Give me Oculus Rift. Let me murder hookers in first person, and you got my $60.
There you go. And thank you for losing all of our prostitutional listeners. Thank you. I don't even know if prostitutional is even a word, but
so
it is
one
now,
guy
Jeff,
that
is
was
now.
Listening. There
yeah,
you go.
One guy.
Yeah. That one.
Actually, it was
done.
Me, you guys, and I'm not going to probably even listen to this one.
All right. Hey, let's do one more voicemail, and then we'll get back to the next email. Hopefully this is going to work. This one was sent to me a different way. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Zeke here. I want to congratulate Jeff on getting engaged. That is awesome,
oh, thank
man.
You.
I'm getting married this week. Married this weekend myself. And
holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Just a pro tip along the way. Just buy whatever next generation system you want before you even start to plan the wedding, because you will have no money left afterwards. It's insane. So, yeah, treat yourself. And for the question of the week, I'm not even sure I'm gonna get any of the systems, you know. It's just,
this one's really old, by the way.
PC is treating me really well right now, and I'm still like 400,000 games behind with last Steam sale, and I mean, I just finished Antechamber and Mass Effect 3, so I don't see anything that the new system is doing that the old one isn't, or the PC isn't right now, so Maybe I'll get, you know, I know what, you know, it's gonna be, oh, new Final Fantasy, blah, 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 I'm gonna get the system, blah, 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 and then they will postpone it for like 3 years, and I'll be sitting there, you know, with nothing to play, and, well, whatever. It's just story of my life. I'm not gonna trade in the old ones. The PS Plus is, it's really good right now, and there's a lot of games that I haven't gotten to yet, so I'm gonna do something really, you know, out of character and not upgrade day one. So, okay, laters.
Thanks, Zeke.
Thank you, Zeke.
I'm waiting for day one where he's like, "Oh my god, I just got my PS4 and it is awesome."
Well, I guess. One of the things that stood out to me. So yeah, this is really old, obviously. This is the question week from probably four weeks ago, something like that. Yeah. So congratulations on getting married, first of all, Zeke.
Definitely.
That's awesome. The only thing that really stood out is that, he said that they don't really, like, the new systems aren't really doing anything that the old systems don't. And that's kind of true. I mean, I kind of agree with that. But there's not to say that it's not going to, like Jeff just said, but there's also, like, there's a couple of, like, the cooler features that maybe not everyone will use. Like, I really like the record feature. I really like the share feature. I think that's really neat. You know, does it make a huge impact on gaming in general? No, of course not, but it's still kind of a cool feature, you know? I really wish that I would have had that feature on the PS3, because I would have used it, I would say a handful of times at least, you know, just because capturing cool moments while you're playing a game. That kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean,
I'm just a tech whore, and I just like as much as I hate, like, I mean, the gameplay and shit and features might not change that much out the gate, but I'm a sucker for good graphics, and a lot of these next gen games that are going to be at launch, like Forza 5, Killzone 4, Killer Instinct, and even though we don't know what Rise is going to play like, it looks fucking gorgeous, and I am a freaking little bit of a graphics whore, especially for a generation jump, and it's like,
Jeff,
I'm excited.
If you buy Rise, we can't be friends anymore.
I'm going to send you a video after this. You watch that video of the combat video? It looks all right. Looks pretty good. The multiplayer looks like garbage, but I'll send you the video, and you guys will be like, okay.
And I'm sure you will change my opinion.
Hey, I bought Lair. I thought Lair was going to be awesome, too, and I got burned, so I won't be surprised if this happens
again. I think Rise is going to be this generation's Lair.
It's possible. Lair's really a pretty low stand. Like, that's pretty low, though, so it's going to take a lot to beat out Lair. But if it does, then I'll be the first one to eat crow, but it's... That last video they put out with gameplay footage looks pretty good. Like, and visually, in terms of like aesthetics, it looks fucking gorgeous. But I don't know how the game's gonna play.
Does it?
But we'll see. Oh, dude, yeah. Did you watch the combat video documentary they put out?
I didn't watch the most recent video. All I know is that when they showed it off at E3,
the lighting in it and everything is.
When they showed it off at E3, I was like, that is not impressive.
Oh, you didn't think the E3 one is when that boat comes in and Kraken catches? Oh, dude, you are really?
Yeah.
And you think Knack looks good?
I didn't say Knack looked good.
Okay.
I just said Knack looks like it would be fun to play.
I don't know if Rise looks fun to play, but it definitely is. I think it looks awesome. I think graphically Rise is one of the best looking games that's going to be released this fall, I think. It's Crytek, dude. They know, if anything what Crytek know, they know graphics. So, we'll see. Yeah. I'll send you the video, you guys, after the show, but you'll look at me like, holy shit, that actually does look really good.
Alright.
But not the multiplayer. The multiplayer stuff looks like crap, but the single player stuff, like the lighting and the way like everything reflects off the guy's armor and it just looks fucking really good. But, gameplay, kind of meh. But I guess what I'm saying is, I'm the kind of person who would buy a game like that just to be like, when people come over, like, oh, what can this do
look
that the other consoles
big
can't
dick
do?
Is what you're saying.
Kinda. Because like what Zeke
bone is.
What Zeke said was, there's not a lot of features or the games that, like, there's not much they're doing that this current gen aren't. The only thing you can really show immediately, this goes with almost any generation transition, is the graphics. There's not much you can really show.
Well, so, can I scan my skateboard into my game? Because that's what I really want to do. I want to scan my skateboard.
Can I see the bottom of my avatar's shoe?
Can I flip it around?
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, there you go. That's
sold. No, you can't.
New features? Oh.
No.
All right. No. How about email?
Sure, we got another email here. This one comes to us from B Wrong. He says,
"What's up, man?
Hey. First off, congratulations on your 300th episode.
Thank you.
Writing this for the live episode, since this might be the first live in this that I won't be able to participate to, as I am currently on a different shift. I'll try to call via Skype. Hopefully, I can make it on time. Anyways, been really busy playing with mobile games and enjoying a ton of free stuff from PS Plus. Though I may have missed out on a lot of emails and question of the weeks, I still always make time to listen to every episode you guys are dishing out. Well, can you listen for another 300 episodes? Thanks, guys. Be wrong.
Wow, another 300 episodes. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I'll be 40. Holy shit. Basically.
I don't want to talk about that. Okay, anyway. Be wrong.
Yeah,
I am sorry. I am sorry we didn't get to emails
when we were on the live show.
Yeah, we were 3 hours long. But we did have a good time and it was a fun show. So, it's not up yet, but if anything, it might be up now. I don't know. By the time you listen to this, it might be there. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But if it's not, you can always go to twitch.tv/indis and watch the whole thing. It was pretty awesome.
True dat.
So cool. All right. Voicemail? More voicemails. Yes.
Why not?
Dude, we got three more. Let's go through them. You guys were killing it on the voicemails, and I just haven't been able to get through them all, so here we go.
What's up, guys? JZ Ramirez from Puerto Rico, calling again.
This is a different one, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations on 300. Sorry I couldn't be there. Life got in the way, so I couldn't watch the stream.
Yeah.
I'm calling this Monday what? I don't remember what the number is. Whatever. Fuck ever. It's the week after the launch of GTA Online. And there's something about, I got something against some media outlets throwing their weight. And when we're talking about their weight, we're talking about IGN. And it's about, you know, going and putting articles about, you know, GTA Online. Yes, the game has issues. Yes. It has problems, they're fixing it. They didn't put enough servers for all the motherfucking people that bought the game so early. They thought they were gonna get $1 billion by March and they got it pretty much in 3 days. So,
And when it comes back, I'm coming back to the subject, I tell you this article, and it says GTA 5 online update, and it says, don't play the online, or something like that. And I started reading the headline, and I read the article, and it looks like they're throwing their weight because they're IGN, and they can say whatever they want to say, and they're not afraid to be blacklisted by Rockstar, because they know Rockstar needs them, being, you know, the number one traffic website about gaming.
Dang. So,
I don't know. It feels very, very disingenuous. I know there are problems, but there should be a little bit more professionalism about how they speak things. Because McDonald did a great review, gave it a 10. I don't care the score. She gave a nice review. I read it from top to bottom. But right now, she needs to cool off. I know she lost her character for almost a week of gameplay, but the way that she wrote that article was very unprofessional. I'm just saying that sometimes websites throw their weight.
Website?
Because they have high traffic and they're not afraid of being blacklisted because they know they will not be blacklisted. And, you know, that's just my two cents about it. I know this is just a random thought, but no. And I know Jason works for Game Informer, and, you know, McNamara loves to, you know, speak his mind, but, you know, I'm not going to tell him to say whatever he wants to say, because I know he does. You know, he works for him, he's going to shut up, so I need to take it out of my chest. Anyway, have a good one, guys. Bye.
Thanks,
sir. All right,
sir.
Thank you.
I don't think they're throwing their weight around, they're just reporting on what's happening, basically, you know?
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion on that,
I mean,
per se.
They had a crappy online launch.
Yeah, the online launch was pretty bad from what I understand, and I was hearing that from all the outlets.
Yeah, it's not just IGN.
Yeah.
It's from everybody.
I mean, yeah. And I am not a big fan of IGN. I mean, people who have listened to us for a while know that. So, I don't think that's necessarily the situation. I think it's more just the fact that they're reporting the news, and, you know, that just happens to be what's going on right now.
I think here, and my opinion does not reflect the opinion of Interactive Distractions. But I think, you know, it's just all about money. They don't want to spend all this money on servers, you know, ahead of time until they know exactly what they're dealing with. And, I mean, you want to stick up for the game company? I don't know. It's tough. Like, you know, do you want your game to work when you paid money for it? Yes, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's where IGN is coming from. But Rockstar, you know, they can plan for, you know, X amount of players. You don't know how popular your game is going to be until it releases, and then you don't want to spend all this extra money if it's not going to be there.
Yeah, that's I definitely remember hearing somebody on a podcast talking about that exact thing. They say it's a lot better for us to underestimate the amount of servers we're going to need than overestimate it. So they go with what they think, and then they're like, oh, shit, and then they fix it as it goes on. Then if they were to go way overshoot it, it would cost them way more money
in
the long run.
Yeah, that's very true.
So the bottom line is, don't stick up for Rockstar, because they just want your money. They want your money.
Just like everybody else.
And they want to spend more money than they have to.
That is very
so
true.
So, like, they're fucking you either way. It doesn't matter. But, I mean, I'm sure eventually it'll get to where it needs to be. Right?
Yeah, it'll get there. It's doing better now. So, I mean, they offered everybody 500,000 in-game bucks. So, for anyone who bought the game.
Yeah.
So,
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission, right? If they came
exactly.
out and said, yo, we're going to launch this game, and then, like, a couple weeks later, we're going to launch our online component, and it's not going to work!
Are you okay with that?
So, pre-order!
Yeah.
You know? Pre-order it.
Yeah.
If they said that, it's not going to work. If they said, hey, you know, enjoy this fantastic single-player experience that we got, and then, you know, in a couple weeks, maybe the online works, maybe it doesn't.
It's a big, like, honestly, guys, when was the last time an online game launched successfully 100%? Any game. Anything.
Hang on, think about this. Diablo 3? Nope.
Nope.
Let's see.
Well, not on PC anyway.
Star Wars, The Old Republic? Nope.
It really doesn't matter. Anything that has, most
Gears
online.
Gears of War? Nope.
Yeah. Most online games, you know, have rough out of the gate. You know,
Battlefield,
you know,
didn't
even
work for
Call
like
of
3 days.
Even
yeah,
Call
exactly.
of Duty. Like, you know, Jeff has skipped out on a couple of them, but, you know, when the first and second ones came out, you couldn't get into matchmaking with your friends.
No. Yeah.
It's everything.
Pretty much. Pretty much. But it's working now, yeah. So...
apparently.
Yeah. I heard it's kind of working.
Yeah, I heard people say, hey, I got on today for more than an hour, so I guess that's saying something.
I don't own the game,
I guess
so I can't really
that's
say
considered
anything.
Neither do I, neither do Chris.
Yeah, we don't,
like the
we
worst
don't own it, so...
But Grand Theft Auto 4 ever eventually start working? Because I did have that one, and it never really worked that great. And that was
no,
just
I can't
with, like,
really remember. And I did actually want to comment on his first voicemail when he's saying how they really improved. He said Grand Theft Auto 4 was a kind of disappointment. 5's a lot better. This is about the same time where people are still praising 4. Like, people didn't really start realizing how flawed 4 was till about a year after it released, when the DLCs were coming out and stuff like that.
But like the DLCs were highly regarded, am I right?
Yes, definitely. Yes, yeah, they were actually a lot of people thought they were better than the actual story of and game of GT4. So I don't know. It's hard. Like we keep bugging Jason. Like we'll take your word for it. Like a few weeks after you buy it, because we're all in that same trap with 4, being like, okay, well, we all love it, and then 3 weeks later we're like, yeah, I don't love it so much. So, but I will say 5 does look interesting. I've been having willpower now, so I've held back. I have not got it yet. So,
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
I haven't got it either. All
right.
Another voicemail.
Next.
Go for it.
Hey, yo, guys. Jesse Ramirez from Puerto Rico.
Again?
It's so late right now.
Is that 3 in a row?
Listen, guys,
yeah.
I just finished Beyond Two Souls, like
Beyond.
10 minutes ago.
Beyond.
And I'm still trying to soak in the ending that I got, and I'm not gonna go for spoilers, so I'll take it easy. I just wanna say that
were there boobs.
You know, whatever you wanna think about Baby Cage as a whatever he wants to be, because tries to be
film director
at times in interviews. I don't care. For me, as a game developer. The point of the fact is that once I finished this game and I started analyzing everything that I experienced throughout the game, it makes me think that this could have been, or it's like a spiritual successor to like Indigo Prophecy because of the whole supernatural thing and
spoilers.
Whatsoever. And I think that he accomplished something. I do agree with some people that this is not better than Heavy Rain, but I think that he did a twist around the mechanic that I think they should have polished a little bit better, especially the camera angles in some points. And it could have been a great game, but I understand the messaging that he was, you know, trying to give out. And I don't know, I still consider his games very interesting, and I think other game developers should, you know, consider this kind of genre that, you know, he's trying to pull and try to, you know, show to the world. So, I don't know. I'm very satisfied. I know it was a rental, and I really, really want to save it, and I would gladly go again and pay $60 right now and go buy this game just to, you know, support everything that he stands for. And I don't know. He's doing games like this because, you know, people get bothered by GTA games and Call of Duty games. And I think these type of games, they should be out there. And I'm glad that the indie scene is also doing things like that. So, yeah. And just putting my 2 cents. So, yeah. Hope you guys enjoy it if you play it or whatever. So, have a good one.
Shot.
Bye.
I just realized he is just a second version of Eddie Kusanagi. Like, and they both talk about the same shit. It's like GTA, they love it, and Beyond. It's, that's funny. Are you guys the same person? Five. And Metal Gear 5.
Metal Gear 5.
Metal Gear 5.
Look, it's good that these games exist. I agree. I mean, LA mm-hmm. Confidential got all kinds of praise, and it's essentially the same thing, you know? They're,
what?
They're
LA
like
Noir?
The adventure games for our generation, right?
Yeah, that's I think what they are, yeah, for sure.
The point and click, like Day of the Tentacle, Full Throttle
not too much,
type
yeah,
thing.
Not too much gameplay, more story, just kind of clicking around, moving around, interacting with stuff.
Yeah, and it's good that they exist. I mean, I wouldn't want to see them go away, for sure. I mean, I do like good story in my video games. But then again, I also like gameplay in my video games probably more than story.
Yes, I agree. I just think of the $60 price tag just too much to swallow right now, especially with a trend. Like, I mean, Batman's coming out soon.
Yeah.
That's...
And it's just going to get worse, man, with the next gen. Like, it's going to be so expensive to make something like that.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Exactly, yeah.
And then people are going to expect, like, a certain length of game. How do you justify something like that?
I think you do it, like well, I think Cage can do, like, the same thing he's doing now, but budget for episodic and do, like, 2-hour, 1.5-hour episodes. And if you don't have to blow the whole budget, sell it, see how much it does, see how well it does, and then go from there. Like, don't blow how many millions and millions of dollars to make a full game, like, from beginning to end, sell it for $60. Do it. Because, like, I mean, it's such a niche, like, market for those games. It's not going to be, like, Heavy Rain did not do that well. It did not make them money. And I'm going to guess Beyond cost more. I'm just assuming it cost more money to do than Heavy Rain. I don't know. Did you play Heavy Rain, Harlock?
I did not.
No, and Chris, you only played the demo like me, right?
I didn't even play the demo.
I played Indigo Prophecy.
Yeah, so I don't know in terms of production value if it's gone up or not. I have no idea. I'm just gonna assume that it went up, and then I just do it episodically like Walking Dead did. I think that's the best way to do it. Just do it like a TV show. Do it like a movie. Like, do it like how people would consume this type of media. Like every once a month or once every few weeks, do like an hour long thing, and then do it like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Do it episodically first. Let people like just like they did The Walking Dead, like buy each episode, and then at the end of the season, you know, release it on a disc, whether it be download the whole season or you're actually playing it off the disc for a certain price. Maybe that's the way they go. But I really can't see paying $60 for, you know, what's essentially you're watching a movie. It's hard. It's really hard because I know that a lot of money and a lot of time goes into these games, and they're not bad either. I'm sure they're like, you know, really rich experiences. You get into the, you know, the atmosphere and everything, and it's more than a movie, right? We can agree that it's, you're not just sitting idly watching. You have some kind of influence on the end of the game or at the end of the whatever it is, the experience, and, I don't know. It's going to be really hard to find, you know, what they do. I think that honestly, the episodic model is probably the way to go.
I think so. All right.
Cool.
I think we're all interested. We're just kind of, I think it's just weird to get three of us like not our thing, I guess. I don't know.
But like I do want to play those games. It's not like, like I have zero interest in it.
No,
it's not like I'm not even saying like that's stupid. I don't want to play it. Like I do want to experience it, but I don't want to, you know, go
experience it for $60.
Yeah, it's really hard because
it's hard to justify. It's hard to justify.
I understand that there are like different endings for these games. Like
there are.
Do they warrant a second playthrough? I mean
that's the thing. It's like from most of the people that I've heard or played Heavy Rain, and like, this is my ending. This is what I got. You know, this is the kind of thing that I want. So, you know, that's just the way they like that experience. But you know, I mean, it's very possible that, I mean, so when we all first started hearing about Journey, hey, Journey is $15, it's 2 hours long. Is that worth it? Yeah, well, once we started hearing more and more about it, then yeah, it started to become more and more tempting. So right now, it just really depends on what people are saying. And, you know, if it gets to the point where, you know, based on what he just said, it sounds like a similar situation as Journey. You know, it's the story is going to captivate you and, you know, it's going to, you know, suck you in and you're going to want to, you know what's going to happen and it's, you're going to analyze it at the end and that kind of thing. And that might end up being worth $60, but it's hard to say right now for myself anyway. So it's more of a situation that I just want to hear what's going to go on. And right now reviews are all over the place. You know, I've heard different things from different people. And, you know, yeah, there's just
heard anything from like a 5 to like a 9.
Yeah. And it's hard to justify right now to go out and buy this when I know, well, actually I don't know because in reality, if you go look for,
well, you're saving up for a PS4
yeah.
and games and stuff.
And Batman, like you said, you know, yeah. So. All right.
I guess that's why they release videos on the internet of, hey, look, Ellen Page is naked. Go yeah. buy it. Yeah.
All right, and on that note, we will go to our last voicemail.
Okay.
How's it going in this? How you keeping?
Oh, my God.
How's things?
Hi.
Are you well?
Or is it...
I'd like to assume you are. Hey, what's good with y'all boys? You know what I'm saying? It's Eddie Kusanagi. One of your loyal listeners, I will say I am loyal. I can say I'm the greatest, I can say I'm the best or whatever, but I am loyal. I think I'd be, I'm going to say, your top 10. One of your top 10 most loyal listeners, I am loyal. I'll start that off. That's my first random question.
Well, it starts out with Bauer. Am I on your
top 10 list? Just top 10 of anything. Top 10 what? Boom. First question. Moving on, second question. Have you ever, I do recommend you pause in between like you usually do because it is, yeah.
All right, very well. Is he on our top 10 list for anything?
Did he say, is he, or did he say,
is he on our top 10 for anything?
He's probably in our top 10 loyal listeners.
Top 10 loyal listeners. Top,
he's probably in our top 3 loyal listeners.
Top 10 entertaining. Like top 10 entertaining people to game with drunk?
Entertaining, borderline, infuriating.
Okay.
I guess, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and work.
All right. Let's keep going.
Second question. Have you ever cried for a celebrity?
They cried for a celebrity.
Have you ever cried for a celebrity? I gotta admit, I almost did today.
Like, oh, with the Adrian.
Yeah, my God, dude. I can't even imagine what he is going through. So for you guys that don't know, Adrian Peterson, who was the NFL MVP last year, and he won the rushing title last year, his 2-year-old son, was killed, today. And, basically he was assaulted by, the child's mother's new boyfriend or whatever. I don't know all the details behind all that, but apparently this guy has a history of child abuse and the mother left the child alone with the guy. And, the child was in critical condition for a while and ended up dying. And I seriously, it broke my heart and I almost started just bawling for this guy because I can't even imagine that because, and you know, it may be a little different for me than some people because I do have a kid that's that age and I can't even fathom what I would go through in that situation, you know, cause I mean, it's like Harlock and we were talking about this offline and Harlock was saying if that ever happened to him, you know, he'd probably, you know, hunt the guy down and kill him. And it's like, I can't say that I wouldn't do that because I mean, I would lose my mind. I would lose, if anything happened to Liam, especially that kind of situation, I would completely lose my fucking mind. I would. So the answer to that question for me is yes, I have.
Not for a celebrity. I've gotten sad when certain shit happens, but I don't think I've ever cried over anything a celebrity has ever done or whatever.
I mean, we're going to put aside, like, I mean, obviously...
Not movies, not watching shit.
No, so. I mean, obviously we all cried for Michael Jackson, right? I mean...
Oh, well, right? That's a given, right? Yeah.
Michael Jackson and Tom Clancy, we're all like, goddamn, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. The only time that I've ever actually felt... really sad was I don't even know if you guys know him, but
oh, actually,
what?
Never mind.
What?
No, I was gonna say. Go ahead.
And he's not even a celebrity, but Tony Sly. Do y'all know who Tony Sly is?
No.
Yeah. See, so he was the lead singer of No Use for a Name, which was a punk rock band.
I remember
from the
90s. Them.
And he passed away. Actually, I heard, he didn't party a lot, and he was on like some kind of painkillers and stuff, and he drank. This is what I heard, anyways, that he had some drinks and he died as a result of the mixture of the combination of those.
Oh, shit.
And he wasn't even like a dude that like even did that kind of stuff. And
yeah, he just got unlucky.
It was just
unfortunate.
When I heard about it, like, you know, his music went throughout my like junior high and high school. And I did feel bad when I heard that he passed away. That was probably the most that I felt for any kind of, I guess, celebrity, even though he's not really well known. But
yeah, I was going to say that reminded me when you said not well known is Ryan Davis. He's not even like a celebrity, but like
an internet celebrity.
That guy's voice for like 10 years. Yeah. So then all of a sudden it's like, what the fuck? Like, it was shocking when I found that out, and I was like, oh god.
And it's still kind of shocking when I listen to that show and he's not on it, you know?
That was tough because that's like a voice that you hear every week.
Right.
If you listen to the podcast and then when it's gone, you definitely notice like that he's gone.
Yeah. At first I didn't notice. I was like, okay, it's just like he's away, right? But then it's been like a couple months now and I'm like, shit, now it's just kind of like, the whole, like, it's Tuesday, and, like, that's not the same anymore.
So. Yeah, that's really tough. And then, like, you know, you hear some of his influence on the guys from things that they say or the way that they say them that reminds you of him. And, yeah, for sure. I totally forgot about that. But, yeah, for sure, Ryan Davis as well.
All right,
let's continue. Oh. Hold on. There we go.
Cry for celebrities. All right. See you later.
Thank you.
Thanks. Sorry about that. That was a brief interruption. Have you ever cried for a celebrity? Not cried, like, broke down and cried. No, have felt, yeah, maybe felt a little tearful. A little sad, like really sad deep down.
So for any kind of celebrity, you know.
Whatever, actor, musician, whatever.
When Bruce Willis dies, I will be sad.
All right, if you were forced to have three of your fingers cut off, which ones would they be? All three
what
of them,
the
including
fuck,
your thumbs.
What the man?
Which ones would they be on both hands? Three fingers.
You say you can use both hands?
So if you had to cut off three fingers, what three fingers would they be?
But you could. Did he say you can use both hands, though?
No, he said both hands. You have to have three fingers cut off on both
hands.
I'm
just trying to see what configuration of fingers.
No, it's pretty simple for me.
That would make me look more like a Ninja Turtle? is that what you're talking about?
But that's only
because
two,
they only
though.
Got three fingers.
Well, no, you have to cut off three fingers.
Yeah. But when I have cut them off. How would I look like a Ninja Turtle, and that would be awesome.
I would cut off my pinky, my ring finger, and my index finger. So I have a middle finger and my thumb.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
Middle finger and thumb?
Yep.
Yeah. And wait, pointer finger, did you keep that one?
Nope.
No, you have to get rid of three, so I figured that. I'm definitely not getting rid of my thumb. Cause you
but
need
then how
thumbs.
The fuck are you going to hold a pen or pencil?
With your middle finger.
Yeah, I actually hold a pen with my middle finger now.
What?
Yeah.
You could still do the middle finger thing.
I don't know. I've actually seen a dude that I worked with got his pointer finger cut off, right? And then had surgery to remove the entire bone, you know, all the way from, you know, the knuckle back so that he would look. And if you looked at it, I work with a lot of guys like this because I'm in the, you know, the industrial world, you know, refineries and stuff. So, like, he looked normal. Like if you remove the pointer finger, kind of like a Simpsons character, like you wouldn't notice until he was writing, and then it looked.
Then
like,
you noticed it.
What is wrong with this guy? Why is he holding a pen that way? And then he's only got four fingers.
This is the thing. I'm thinking holding a video game controller. If you have your index finger and your thumb.
Oh, for sure.
Your index finger doesn't get good leverage underneath the controller.
Hey, but you need
really
you need that for the triggers, dude.
But triggers. Okay, hold on, hold on. But if you're using your middle finger,
mm-hmm.
you could. I feel like that's more. Here, let me get a PlayStation controller.
you know what? You're right. You're right. No, you're right. You need let go of your pinky, let go of your pointer finger. Is that what y'all said?
Pinky. Okay, you only get to keep two, dude. You got to get rid of three.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah. So you keep your thumb and middle finger.
Oh shit.
Okay, so I got my index finger and my you cannot play video games with your index finger and your thumb. This ain't happening.
You need like
your middle finger? Oh, yeah. Your middle finger, you could totally do it cuz it's lower. You get
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to really hit the shoulder buttons though. It'd be really hard.
No, I'm doing that right now cuz you basically have to hold the controller like in your palm. Hold on a second. So you're pushing pressure in your palms.
I actually have my PlayStation 3 controller.
You could
right
do it
here.
You could do it with your index finger, but it just feels a bit weird. But you do it with your middle finger, you have more range, I find.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be because you're kind of holding it between your palms, and your fingers don't have anything to do with it. This is really weird. Why are we doing this?
This makes awesome audio.
Yeah,
awesome
I see
radio,
what you're saying.
Really.
Though. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I think I'd have to definitely get rid of my index, my ring, and my pinky.
Keep the thumb in the middle. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Me and Jeff actually knew a guy that was in a motorcycle accident and lost part of his thumb, he told us. And You remember Voodoo Cracker?
Yeah, Voodoo
and,
Cracker,
He talked about it, like how he had to play video games. Man, that's terrible, but that's why Microsoft has developed the Kinect, you guys.
You know? Right. Yeah. With that, we're going back to the voicemail.
Next question. This is sort of an awkward question. I believe I asked a...
Aren't all of his questions kind of arco questions? Okay. Anyway.
Pretty much.
Podcast, no, it just came to my memory. Either you choose one of the two things, like, it's like a, you know, what the fuck kind of thing. Would you rather have a serious burning sensation every time you urinated, every time you pissed? Like, it'll burn like hell, like a painful. You could probably be screaming when you were.
More so?
Every time you pissed. Yeah. Or would you rather
so,
be forced
everyday
to
life?
Wipe your ass with your bare hands for the rest of your life? Like either one. Next question.
What the fuck?
Stop there.
Wait, so what's
so,
wrong
so,
with either of those?
So burning.
Remind me to never shake your hand.
I'm going to have to go with the burning sensation when I pee, because the cleanup on the wiping your ass would just be too much.
Yeah,
I feel like I could be more, way more precise in cleaning my anus with my hand. Like, I know what's going on there. I can
feel
it. No, because
you're not... No,
I don't agree at all.
With the paper, you know, it's a lot of guesswork, you know, it's a lot of visual...
Where is this going? Oh my god. I'm with Jeff. I will take
next
the burning
question.
Pee.
So,
take the burning.
So both Billy's going to take
entitled,
the hand wiping.
You're both entitled to your wrong opinion, but I'm telling you. If I'm pissing and it's burning, you have the clap.
Can I just go to the doctor and get it fixed? How about that? Okay. Well, next question.
This isn't really a question. This is a random thought. You know, I was always that... cool guy at in school, you know, I was always the line leader.
I'm sure
and I remember
you
this
were.
Now thoroughly. I was the line leader at school. I thought I'd share that with you guys. I was always the line leader, in preschool. So yeah, that was pretty cool.
You were the line leader. That's why
so,
you were.
So next time, gentlemen, take care of yourselves. Be well. And I love you guys. I'll end with that.
That just clicked in now. I'm like, is he saying the line leader?
What is that? Like
he was always in the front of the line in preschool. Apparently,
yeah. He was the keener.
That's pride right there, man.
Oh, man.
My god. Okay, that is all the voicemails that we've got right now. So,
I'm going to really do skimming on the end of this question because we've actually run this a little bit late too.
We're good at that, aren't we?
It just happens. I mean, sometimes we go way longer than we expect.
Well, we're still under 2 hours, so go ahead.
Okay, we're all right then. We just started really late, I guess.
Yeah, we started late.
Okay, so. This one actually is Harlock writing in. We're not going to skip that one. We're going to wait for Jason and Chris to be on here. It's about video cards and stuff. So, okay. Sigma Omega. Fuck, marry, kill any of the Disney princesses.
Oh.
Are we talking like Little Mermaid before transformation or after transformation, because I ain't gonna mess with that.
Well, you can just kill her. That's an easy out for a kill.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. So...
Unless you're a necrophiliac and you got a thing for Indian princesses or Arabian princesses.
Is a necrophiliac?
Yeah. So you kill...
Why, is she dead?
You kill Jasmine and you have sex with her.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Okay, how about I not kill Jasmine and have sex with her? Can I do that?
Yeah, you can totally
okay,
do
so
that.
Okay, we'll do that. So Jasmine is my fuck. Mulan would be my... She's not really a princess, but I count her as one. She's my Mary. And then, let's see.
Mary Mulan?
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking hot-ass, badass Asian chick? That's exactly what I want. Kill, I would say, any of the stupid ones, like Cinderella or Snow White. But take your pick.
Yeah. Kind of the same way. I'd probably kill Snow White or Sleeping Beauty or Cinderella. Probably marry Jasmine and fuck Ariel. Post thing. Yeah.
Post-op,
yeah.
So, like, okay, I definitely fuck Nala, right? Definitely go into that. I mean, that's, like, number one top princess that I'd be getting all up in. Be doing some Nala, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, my God.
What?
You can't top that with your marry and kill, dude. Just
No, yeah, I can. Nope, I can't.
No. Oh, my God. People Google Nala, and you'll see who that princess is.
No, if you don't know who Nala is, you're retarded.
Dude, there's a lot of people who are way younger than we are that listen to this who have no idea who the hell Nala is.
You know what? They're going to have to Bing it. Cause I don't Google. I Bing, you know.
No, you don't. Like, don't lie. Nobody Nala. Bings anything.
You guys, Bing Nala.
Nobody Bings anything. That's not Bing real.
That's not real.
This one.
Well, he didn't finish. Let him finish.
Oh shit. Go. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd probably marry the one from Brave.
Okay.
Whatever that is. With the red hair.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember her name right now.
Yeah, I can't remember her name either.
And then I would kill probably Cinderella.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Cuz you know she played the you know, poor orphan stepsister card way too much.
Yeah. You
know, I don't felt it was very deserving, you know. If you're blessed with those good looks from birth.
Yeah, she was definitely the best looking out of all of them, so
from
it was like,
birth. Yeah. You know, you're going to be a secretary somewhere making decent money wherever you go. You know, it doesn't matter that, you know, you had this terrible life as a stepdaughter. You know, those girls always get, you know, the benefit of everything in the end. So kill that bitch.
Very true.
All right. What do you got next?
This one could be for all of us. This is, from Smack Chop G. He says, if a bag of cocaine bursts in your butt while at the airport, which one of you would manage to get on and off the plane?
So
the three of us are smuggling coke in our butt. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this for sure. I am not getting on and off the plane because I am a person of brown color. So I am the first one that they would fucking send to airport jail right away. I will tell you that Jeff has 98% probability of still getting on the plane due to his skin color, and maybe Chris 75%.
Yeah, because my goatee.
I don't think I could get off the plane because I'm already of like an like uppity person, like kind of anxious, whatever. If I had thing of coke burst my butt, I would be insane on that airplane, and there's no way I'd be getting off it with it. I'd have to go with maybe Chris. I think Chris would be the only one to get on and off the plane if that happened. I think.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Like, I've never done coke, so I couldn't tell either, you what so. The effects are. So
although
like,
I did hear that, like, some, like, little kid snuck onto a plane and, like, flew. He got past security and mm-hmm. he managed to get on a plane and fly to another place with TSA and all that. So.
Really?
Yeah. Heard that on the news. That's when true. I watched the news.
Oh, man. Maybe Jason. I've never seen Jason, like, hype or anything, so maybe he'd be able to pull it off. Like, maybe him on coke would just be, like, him, like, a normal person.
It just it reminds me of, have you seen Get Him to the Greek?
Oh, yeah. The Jeffrey.
Shove that shit up his ass. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, so why do I have to do this? Just so good. Okay, we got a couple ones here from Eddie, but Eddie says, "Yo, wheeze in that ass." Mm-hmm. Says that.
Mm-hmm.
El Doozy says, "Sup, my ninjas. Congrats on episode 300. Keep up the awesome podcasting." This one's for the probably three people that should be the regular hosts. Okay, here's one. It's from Eddie Kusanagi. Says, "If you lived alone and had no reason to come out of the house for a month, how long would you stay without a shower?"
Oh, God. I would still shower every day.
You would still shower every day?
I would still shower every day.
Anywhere?
I would still shower every day. I need my showers every day, man. I just like mentally, I need them. They wake me up. They get mm-hmm. me focused.
But you don't have to be woken up, though. You're living by your house.
I would still do it every day.
I can actually speak from experience.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not saying a lot for me, but I can go for like maybe 2-3 days before it becomes uncomfortable with the amount of shit, you know, and I'm not talking about real shit. I'm just talking about, you know, stuff that happens to you.
Yeah.
Before it becomes uncomfortable, it's a couple of days.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah. It depends on my, like, workout routine. If I'm, like, working out every day, it's gotta be every day. If it's every second day, I can probably go, like, 2 days. If I'm not doing any of that shit, maybe pull to 3 days. Fourth day, I'm getting in there. One way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably. But, is that living in a house by myself? Didn't have to go anywhere. No, I'd probably still have to. Cause you do get that gross feeling after, like, a couple of few
days.
So
that's
like,
what I'm talking about. It's like yeah, 2 days. 2 days, you start getting that
then
funk.
You're like grimy,
you know,
and it's
you're in
like,
there.
Ugh.
You feel like a piece of shit, and you don't deserve to be on the planet as other people until you have that shower and wash the loserness off of you.
So true. Or you can just go to any kind of convention and realize, I don't really smell that bad.
I'm doing okay for myself.
I'm all right. I can pull it for at least another two, three days here.
Sad part is those guys took a shower like 5 hours earlier, but it didn't help.
con crud.
We'll get, oh, gross. That's just a whole new level of nasty.
That's what we used to call it. It's con crud.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
That is just,
oh, yeah.
Oh no, that is gross.
That's what we used to call it.
I pictured like nasty shit behind people's ears and stuff that just crusts off. Oh, God. But that's all the other questions, guys. We'll get to them. They're just more suited for the regular three. That's all.
I mean,
we could do them now, but it would just be very. It would be like we basically all the bad shit. We just give it to Jason because he's not here. We'd be like, oh, it'd be Jason.
As pertaining to that last question, all you got to do is walk into a GameStop, and most of those dudes seems like a few days.
Yeah, this is true.
In there or working there.
Both.
It's like a man. Yes. It smells like a ball sack in there most of the time.
Maybe in Texas.
Yes.
Not here in Canada's. Smells like fucking roses
Canadias.
And rainbows.
I find that hard to believe. Don't y'all guys like piss on the streets and just take dumps wherever you want? I mean,
they also do crazy shit like cross the street diagonally across an intersection.
That's so also long. In Japan.
Actually, no, I think that shit's awesome personally, but
It's really cool. There's only one intersection of Turtle that does that. And every time we pass by there, no matter what T and I are doing, she always has to cross diagonally, even if we don't even have to go that way. It's like, and we gotta do the scramble. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, fine, we'll wait.
Oh, is that why we went by there when we were up there? What? Is that why we went by there while we were up there?
Oh, yeah, that wasn't there when you guys were there.
Oh, there was the official one. There was one. There was an intersection. There was a diagonal cross intersection. Because I remember crossing it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it there that long ago?
I believe so, yeah. Must have been.
Oh, shit.
It was only like 4 years ago, dude. Hasn't been that long.
That's true, actually. It wasn't too long ago. Yeah, maybe it was there then.
But yeah.
That would be right. Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's do new releases.
Let's do questions. Yes.
And then we'll do a question of the week and we'll get out of here.
Cool.
GameStop has, GameSpot, where we GameSpot? Usually look at our coming soon or our new release list has completely changed their website. So now I'm not sure.
So now you can't find it.
Well, no, I found it. They break it down into, the big three rather than platforms. So I don't know what these are coming out on.
All right.
Go. I can imagine though. So, for Nintendo systems, Cabela's African Adventures.
What?
Wipeout, Create and Crash, and Moshi Monsters.
I was waiting for Moshi Monsters.
I bet you were. I bet you were.
Wipeout might be a downloadable for everything, because I know the Wipeout games for... Oh, no, never mind. I'm thinking of Doritos. Never mind. Go ahead.
For those of you that were waiting for Sony to finally put Wipeout on other systems, here you go.
Wipeout is coming out on Wii U, 3DS, and Xbox 360, apparently.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Xbox, as I said, we already said Wipeout and Cabela's African Adventures.
Shit.
So, and then it says Monster Hunter Frontier G3, but I don't know if that's accurate or not. I don't think it is.
For what?
For 360.
That might be in Japan.
Maybe.
Oh. Yeah.
And then, Rambo the Video Game.
Hell what? Yeah!
Oh, is that coming out? I remember seeing trailers for that like 3 months
worst
ago.
Nightmare.
Yeah, it's apparently it's coming out on the 18th.
That's actually a thing. Yeah. That's actually coming out. Okay.
All right.
Did y'all play Rambo on NES? It was fucking awesome. Nope.
On Genesis. Rambo 3.
Yeah, Rambo 3 on Genesis. Hell yeah, dude. Okay, and PlayStation is also getting Cabela's African Adventure, Rambo the Video Game. And they are also getting... Oh, wait.
The way you said that made it sound like Cabela's Adventure Rambo, the video game. So
the movie.
African
the
Adventure
game.
Rambo.
I would be down for Rambo hunting down some fucking wildebeest.
Africans?
Is
that what you're going to say?
Oh, wow.
No, Jeff. You fucking racist bastard. Get off that button.
Okay, so I'm actually going to PC to see if there's anything that's going to save this new release list. Mm-hmm. And there's not. There is not.
Let me interrupt you here, Chris, because I got a text earlier that Pokemon X and Y is dropping.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. That's on Saturday, so it doesn't it doesn't go in next week. It was
no,
in last week's
No, get in on that X and Y right now.
So is that like two games, or is that Pokemon?
Pokemon
like
X and Y,
thing?
Yeah, they're the two new games.
Jeff,
excuse my ignorance.
Because if you want to catch them all, you best be buying both X and Y.
But what if I want to catch some?
Then you probably want to go with Y. That's my
okay,
guess.
Not X though.
Come on, no, which one was X. cooler, the X-wing or the Y-wing?
The
X-wing, of course.
Right? Oh. Am I right, you guys? Because I've never watched Star Trek.
Dude, I'm hanging up on this motherfucker right now, man. You are fired, sir.
If you ever want all to right. piss off nerds on what they waste their life with, get it wrong.
Pick of the week. Go buy something from a different week. This is not good.
Download what's on PS Plus.
I'm
or...
saying go buy Pokemons.
All right, go buy Pokemon. That sounds good.
There you
I'm
go,
probably going to buy it for my wife. So,
well, I'm going to buy it for my 12-year-old daughter. So,
yeah. And Mike will enjoy it. Make sure to pre-order that, son.
He's right, standing cool. in line right now.
That's
midnight release.
Oh, wow. I hope you're kidding.
I am not kidding.
Oh, Jesus. All right, let's do question of the week and get out of here.
All right.
So, based on a conversation that I had on a message board, I'm kind of curious. And so this is all on me. So, and I'm going to kind of, based on what Jeff and I discussed, we're going to kind of steal a little bit from the goo. We want to hear about your top five controllers. And then give a little blurb about your favorite one and why it's your favorite. So going back as far as you can and tell us what, and we're talking about usability here. Like, what were the top five controllers that were the best for you to use when you were playing games?
The activator.
And only
sure.
Really explain the number one. You don't have to explain all of them. Just like the number one. Why is that your best controller?
Yeah.
Explain why.
To answer the question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That is a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
Numbers!
If you are on Twitter, we are Indus Podcast, and individually we are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F.
And Harlock, what's yours? It's C_Harlock, right?
What? No, I'm at Billy J. Harris.
Oh, okay. My bad.
For all your, if you want to know about what kind of sandwiches or hamburgers I'm eating, hit me up at Billy J. Harris. Sandwiches, hamburgers.
Facebook, Google Plus, Steam, and Stitcher. Look us up. We are Interactive Distractions. And, I would say to come over to Retroids, but unfortunately the site's down.
It's down right now.
Yeah. So, we did get some information about that. And, all we can really tell you guys is that they're working on it and they're going to get it back up as soon as they can. It kind of sucks, but, until it gets back up, you're going to, I actually sent out a little blurb, like an audio blurb about episode 300, and why it was delayed. So, keep an eye out for more of those if the site continues to be down for a while. But, yeah, that is all I've got. So do you guys have anything else you want before we wrap up and get out of here?
Mustachios, what?
Yeah. Harlock, thanks for joining us, dude. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me.
It was a good time.
I was going to sing some Disturbed for you guys. Jeff, you want to sing some Disturbed?
Let's do it.
Fade out into the oblivion.
What was that? Fade out to the what?
So far away when I'm in the brick.
That's Godsmack, dude.
It's all the same. Alright, thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher Marketplace, please leave us a review.
Hey, wait, whoa. Hey, now that I'm on here, I'm gonna fucking say, and Zune, motherfuckers. Zune, yeah.
Nobody has a Zune.
I download this shit on Zune, and you should too. Actually, it's Xbox Music now, but, Zune! Finally, I can say it. The two guys that were talking about, me and some other dude, probably Bill Gates.
Me and some other dude.
Zune! You guys are dumb for not using Zune. Damn!
Oh, shit. Until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Harlock.
There you go. You say you listen to the show, man. Jeff always goes last. Oh. I'm playing. Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.